You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
That's right, everyone. You're listening to the Max. We're here on LA Talk Radio. You know, we used to be VBS Talk Radio, but as things get better for us, we are becoming bigger and broader, and we are now LA Talk Radio. Check us out at latalkradio.com. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening to the Max. I'm glad you're joining me tonight. I got to tell you tonight, guys, as I always start off with the Barbara Walters book tour. The book tour is over, but buy the book, memoir, an audition. It's called Audition. It is a memoir, and it is done by Barbara Walters. Go pick it up, read it, enjoy it. Now, I got to tell you guys, I am live in a new place tonight. I'm not at my home studio where I usually am or in a studio. I am in Jersey Shore in a place called Spring Lake. Now, I got to tell you, it's a very cool place. I'm with my friends Bridget, my friends Michael. I'm with a bunch of friends here, Bridget, Michael. And we are having a great time down here on the Jersey Shore. Have I got a show for you tonight? As I'm sitting in this studio, I'm overlooking the beach. I recommend coming down here. There's a place if you guys want to eat, by the way. We went there the last night. The nicest people, the restaurant, it's according to the New York Times, it is the finest Italian dining on the Jersey Shore. Now, let me tell you guys something. We ate and ate and ate. So delicious. Check them out. It's called Giamano's. www.giamanos.com. Giamano's down here. They're on Bradley Beach, 301 Main Street. You guys will thank me for this feast that you will have. Check them out, indoor-outdoor restaurant. They have a funky little, last night they had reggae blasting upstairs. The place is like no other. Come check it out. The food is delicious, family-owned, brothers in the kitchen, sisters serving, and the mother is the controller. Love the place. Giamano's, check them out. Had a great dinner. Remember, you could always go to my website, MaxTucci.com, that's M-A-X-T-U-C-C-I.com, to get all of this information. I'm going to be posting on LA Talk Radio too, so it's there. Now, I've got to tell you all, I'm sitting here in Spring Lake, and I went to a fundraiser, say, for the Julianne and Emily Hendrickson Fund for Children, helping children in Mammoth and Ocean Counties. I'm going to have them on the show. Their website is not posted. It's a very sad story. These two beautiful young girls were in a very devastating plane crash. I know it's very a sad subject. And what the family has done is took something that was tragic, and they're going to be helping a lot of children. They're going to be on the show eventually. I'm going to have their website for you. But it's the Julianne and Emily Hendrickson Foundation, Fund for Children. I was at an event for them tonight. So my heart goes out to that family, and I'm here to plug your foundation, your fund, and to help you. So that's really what To The Max is all about. You know, we talk about everything, and we really get involved with the public and with what's going on. And so this fund for children is a great cause, and I will have them on the show soon enough. Now, I got to tell you, I have a show tonight. Let me tell you. Tonight we're talking about diamonds. We're going to be talking about music. We've got some fly people on tonight. We have my next guest, which I'm going to be calling pretty soon, not just yet, but she has a fantastic company called Diamond in the Rough. You can check her website out at diamondintherough.com. For over diamondintherough.com, okay? For over 2,100 years, natural, uncut, unpolished diamonds were worn by kings, queens, maharajis. Discover their natural beauty again. These are stones. You're going to have to check out their site because they're unbelievable. Sam, if you would call my first guest, Anjanette, and we're going to talk to her because she really created, the pieces are incredible. Diamondintherough.com. We're going to get her on the phone right now because she's actually at dinner. And the power with this show is that, I think she's going to be calling in. We're not going to call her. She's calling in. The power with the show is I don't need you in my studio. As much as I would love to have you here to be my guest on To The Max on LA Talk Radio, there's no need for you to be here because you can call me from wherever you are. So she's going to be calling me. She's at dinner right now with some friends and clients. So I'm trying to get her out of there. And she is calling me. I'm going to have her call me right now. Now, before she calls me, I got to tell you again, thank you, Christian Oliver. Check out his website, christianoliver.com. He was on my last week's show from Speed Racer. Cool guy, car collector. Call me, you guys, if you want to be on my show. 602, I'm sorry, area code 818-602-4498. And I think that we have a call coming in. So let's take this call because I think this is my first guest. I'm so proud to have Ron. I've known her for years. We did America's Next Top Model together with Tyra Banks. And she has been in the jewelry industry for quite some time, has a phenomenal resume. I've seen her new pieces for Diamond in the Rough, which is diamondintherough.com. And do I have you on the line yet? I don't think yet. But I'm going to tell Sam, let's take the call. And Diamond in the Rough, beautiful stuff. So do I have Anjanette on the line?
Yes, you do.
Well, hello, Anjanette. And where are you right now, in California?
I am. I'm in Malibu.
So good evening to you. And I'm telling all of my listeners about a phenomenal thing that you're doing with rough uncut diamonds. And your website is diamondintherough.com. And I dropped out for over 2,000 years, natural uncut unpolished stones were worn by kings, queens, how do you pronounce it? I know how to say it. I'm just a little tired.
Maharajas,
clearly. Now tell me, what inspired you to take these stones and make the masterpieces that you have?
Well, you know, my partner, who's one of my closest friends, Daniel Escapa, he had fallen in love with rough diamonds when he was very young because his father was doing business in Africa, and he had been exposed to a friend who saw rough diamonds, and much later in life, he ended up in the business, and we ended up in the business together, and we just both really just were enchanted with the stones. They're so incredibly unique and beautiful.
Enchanting is the word. They really are incredible stones. I'm looking at your website right now. My favorite collection is the Champagne Collection. It is just a stunning collection.
Now, thank you.
Do you design these pieces? Who designs for Diamond in the Rough?
Yeah, Daniel and I are together. We're the co-creative directors, and I have some people who work with me. So we come up with the concepts and the direction. And my degree is, my background is design, but I'm not a technical jewelry designer. So I have girls that come in and do all the technical drawings, but we design everything, and we start off with them.
Now, I know Queen Latifah wears your stuff.
Yes, she did.
Where was she when she wore your collection?
She wore those to the Emmy Awards, and we also had the cover of Harper's Bazaar with Julianne Moore.
You did? And, you know, were really adored by celebrities. I'm looking at your site right now, and I've got to tell all of my listeners tonight, if you're in for a treat with Diamonds in the Rough. Gentlemen, I know Father's Day is coming up, but instead of the woman getting you something, I think you should get the woman something, and I think you should definitely do Diamonds in the Rough. Now, you know, Anjanette, speaking of Father's Day, are you going to be doing a men's line? I would love to get some cufflinks.
I do have cufflinks. I've actually made a few custom pairs of cufflinks, and I do have them. And, you know, in the future, you very, very, very well may see a collection of men's jewelry very soon with us.
Now, what do you think of women's jewelry and where it's going?
You know, I think a lot of women have been really excited and are into that natural luxury feel, and we were very, very lucky as far as that trend. And in general, I don't think it's just jewelry, but sort of lifestyle. And I think it's continuing to still go there. Everyone loves diamonds. My clients love diamonds. Whether they're polished or unpolished, they get it, and they love it. And I think that jewelry's really still, diamonds will never go out.
Diamonds are forever, are they not?
They
are forever. And,
it's,
you know,
true.
I think whoever is, I don't even know how to say this because they're just so magical, your pieces. Whoever is so lucky, I should say, to be adorned by your pieces, really will, I promise you people, I've seen them there. You're at Bergdorf Goodman. I've seen your pieces there. I saw you there. We reconnected.
Yes, exactly.
And let me tell you, these pieces in person, you're also at Richards in Greenwich, Connecticut. I saw your pieces there. When you see these pieces in person, they will stop you, and you'll just be like, you've never seen anything like this. What do you have, the Iceberg Collection? Stunning.
Thank you.
I mean, tell me.
You know, I just think what we try to do, and we're not mass, we'll never be in 50 million stores, we're very boutique-like and have a hand-selected amount of stores, is that the pieces all are one of a kind. Even if there's the same style, the rough diamond is always different. Every piece has to be done by hand, and they're so unique, and I just want to offer clients the opportunity to have something that no one else will have. Even if someone else has a diamond in the rough piece, it will always be unique to them.
That's the thing. Even though it's like, you know, like no snowflake is alike, no diamond in the rough is alike either. And I think really you've captured them and you set them in pave diamonds. They're stunning, stunning pieces. And they really just glow and shimmer and shine. And I love them. I love the collection. I'm a big fan ever since I saw you at Bergdorf with it. I was like, this is the best stuff I've ever seen in a long time. Because it really, you know, we love all the other jewelers. That's not, you know, put them down.
Of course.
But, you know, a diamond, you know, anyone can cut a diamond into an emerald shape, into a pear shape, into a cushion cut. But when you're taking these raw stones like you take them and you're making them into masterpieces of really something that's very exclusive that no one's going to have, everyone, go online, diamondsintherough.com. Check
diamond
them out.
Diamond singular, no S at the end, diamond in the rough.
Diamondintherough.com. Diamondintherough.com. And also, like we said, you're at Bergdorf Goodman, so you could always go there. Now, tell me, Anjanette, what is next for Diamond in the Rough?
You know, we have some other ideas. Like I said, we're going to be working soon on a men's line. And as far as lifestyle, you know, we do want to extend our brand, and we have some other ideas. But we'll be extending, always, you know, always coming up with our women's jewelry was constantly our number one priority. But we've gotten so many requests. I've done some men's custom wedding bands, so we're really looking to now start and extend that collection and really come up with something for men.
Now, you know, my listeners, they love the gossip. Is there any names that you can drop that you've done custom pieces for?
You know, as far as celebrities, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the very nice things, we recently, Vanessa Williams recently got a pair of our rough diamond studs that was a gift to her from Carmen Mark Valvo, the fashion designer.
Beautiful.
So that's one of the most recent celebrities.
That's a good little gossip dish right there. So Carmen Mark, listen, hey, that's a good gift. If you're going to give anyone a gift, definitely get it from Diamond in the Rough, because I can tell you right now, if you open that box and you see those earrings, those cognac diamonds, wow, they're stunning. So I know you're at dinner with friends and clients right now, and I really have to thank you. You know, I met you, God, it was like, what, 2001 when I first met you?
Oh, gosh, at least.
Was it that long ago?
Say that again?
I think it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was that long ago, at least.
And then we kind of, you know, we got so busy, I moved to Italy, and then you moved to L.A., didn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much bi-coastal, but I am more in L.A. than I am in New York. But, you know, I love being in both places. It's wonderful.
So do I. And, you know, this radio station is L.A. Talk Radio, so it's out there in L.A., but I'm here in New York, so I get what you're talking about. And then, you know, we kind of, you know, life took us in separate directions, and then Bergdorf Goodman brought us back together.
So, you know, Bergdorf Goodman is an amazing, amazing store and an amazing place.
It is. And they carry Diamond in the Rough. And listen, I want to thank you so much. And where are you at dinner tonight? Is it a good restaurant?
Yeah, it's called The Sage Room in Malibu. It's a great little Italian restaurant. If you're ever out here, yeah, you have to check it out. It's a great little space.
Well, we're definitely going to check out The Sage Room. I'm going to be out there in July, so hopefully if you're out there, we'll get together. And I want to thank you so much for being on To The Max on LA
Talk
Radio. And listen, you know, if anyone contacts me, you guys can email me at max@maxsuchi.com to get the information for Anjanette and how you can buy Diamond in the Rough for this special person in your life. So I want to thank you, Anjanette. Keep producing beautiful jewelry, because I think that's you're on to something stunning that really people are going to love. So I want to thank you for being creative, because the world needs you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support and love of the collection. I can't thank you enough, Max.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see your new collection. So, I think the next time I go to an award show, I want to be able to rock Diamond in the Rough. So I'm going to call you up.
Don't worry, we'll figure something out. Take care, Max.
Enjoy your night, enjoy your dinner, and tell everyone that's at your table that I said hi, all right?
I will. Thanks, Max.
I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So you see, everyone, this is what the show is about. Now, I got to tell you, I'm so excited. I already told you about Christian Oliver's page. I was so hungry. I was in the city last week. I was starving for a good burger. You guys have no idea how I was so hungry. I was like, I just want a good burger. Where can I get one? And I did a search on Google. They said the Parker Meridian Hotel had the burger joint. We went there. I couldn't tell because the place was packed, and I really wasn't. Fantastic little place in the Parker Hotel. I'm going to have all this information on my website. ended up going, a friend of my friend, her name is Marissa, my little Cuban girl, said, let's go to Brother Jimmy's BBQ. And I'm like, what is this Brother Jimmy's BBQ? I lived in New York, never been. Madison, it's on, where is it? It's right by Madison Square Garden, 416 8th Street. Check them out, okay? BrotherJimmy's.com. Put something in your mouth. That's their little logo, Brother Jimmy's BBQ. I had the best burger. So I want to say hello to Chloe. She's actually from one of my favorite places, which is Santa Monica. She's now working at their 416 8th Avenue location. It's right by Madison Square Garden. You can't miss it. And then I met a cool girl from San Francisco, Sonia. So I want to say hi to the both of you. Chloe, I'm definitely coming to see you again. And I cannot wait to have the best hamburger. They do these onion shoestrings. Oh, my God. What a feast we had. And it was delicious. So my next guest, I am so excited. Let me drop a couple more things, pay some bills before, you know, I got to do my thing. Actually, I'm going to Tennessee this week. So I'm going to be in Tennessee. Check out tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. And I'll tell you all the things to do, where to stay, the event calendar, regions and cities, things to do, places to stay, travel tools. They will tell you everything to do in Tennessee. I'm so excited to be going to Tennessee. It's my first time. A good friend of mine, Casey's going to be out there, so I'm going to go to Nashville. I'm going to Knoxville. I am going to, everyone get your pens ready, Dollywood.com. D-O-L-L-Y, wood.com. It is Dolly Parton. You got to love her. And I love when she says, Dolly, my favorite quote from Dolly Parton is, it costs a lot to look this cheap. So I just love her because she's hysterical. I met her. She's a great lady. Check out her website, dollyparton.com. And if you're ever in Tennessee, go to Dollywood. I'm going to tell you guys all about it because I'm so excited to be going to Dollywood. So I've got to tell you about my next guest. I'm so excited to have. Talk about talent in the family. Okay, everyone. I have coming on my show in just a little bit, Melky Jean. Now, Melky Jean, the last name might sound familiar. She's Wyclef's sister. His website, check his website out. Wyclef, W-Y-C-L-E-F.com. Wyclef Jean, Carnival Volume 2, Memoirs of an Immigrant. You guys, check him out. You know he's fantastic. Cool guy. Awesome, talented, creative. And the creativity, let me just tell you, has run into the family. Everyone, go to myspace.com/MelkyJean. Okay? And that is Melky Jean, a dear friend of mine. She's talented. She's brilliant. She can sing. She can pray. She can get her dance on. She can get her sing on. She can get her look on. I cannot tell you how much I'm in awe of a voice that this girl has. So Sam, if you'd be so kind to get my rock star guest who's going to be dropping a new EP, okay, Melky Jean on the line. So let's get her on the phone. We're going to be talking about so much with her. We're going to talk about Haiti, the Karma Foundation, and I think we have Melky. This is Max, and you're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being here tonight, Melky.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I am doing so well. I was just telling all my listeners how talent runs in your family. I think when God saw... Now, do you pronounce your last name Jean or Jean?
Actually, it's Jean.
Jean. Okay. That's what I was saying. So I think when God created your family, he just took a bucket of talent and was like, take it. I'm giving talent to the Jean family. There are so many of you, and you all are so talented, from your brother to yourself. And I want to talk about everything about Melky Jean. You are fantastic. You're a singer. You are a philanthropist. You really get involved with your country, your beloved country, Haiti. You really are a force to reckon with. I mean, I just want to hear, I want all my listeners to know about you. And as they know about you, I want them to understand how talented, brilliant, and special you are. So with that, I would love to talk, first off, about your music. Tell me, Melky, what inspires you to write your song? Do you write most of your songs? What inspires you is my point.
Yeah, I actually write about 99.9% of my music. And the other 1% that gets to slip in, it has to really be something that I feel. I'm not different than any other songwriter. I actually write from heartache, from, you know, just my emotions, my raw emotions. You'll find me writing when I'm really sad or when I'm really happy. And a lot of my songs come out first in the form of poetry.
Oh.
And then I'll add melodies and so forth to it later.
Well, you're very gifted in writing. Now, you have a new EP coming out, and it's called it's called Beautiful Disaster, the Melky Jean Project.
Yes.
Now, when do you plan on having that grace the ears of all of these fantastic people in this world?
Well, we're looking at putting out the EP in the next 2 months. I'm actually going to be going back on the road with my brother Wyclef. I tour with him throughout the year. And so we're doing a tour this summer. So by the time we go on tour, the EP should be out so that everybody can pick it up.
Now, everyone, you can check Melky out at myspace.com/MelkyJean. Check her out there. You can hear her songs. You can download them. You can see her pictures. You can see what she's up to. I mean, I met you, God, a long time ago. And I remember when I met you because, you know, I meet a lot of people, as do you. And I think we were in a club, and I was just like, there's some, and I didn't even know who you were. All I knew is you were Melky. You know, our friend was like, this is Melky. Aaron was like, meet Melky. And I was like, there's something really special about this girl. And I remember when I first met you, it was your birthday. And your birthday's coming up, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're a Gemini, aren't you?
Yes, the evil twins.
There's nothing evil about you. They're the blessed twins. Because I remember when we first met, I was like, I don't know why I just felt this urge to like to bond with you, connect with you, and pray with you. So we were in a nightclub, and I do my thing. You know, I'm Mad Max to the max. I take life to the max. And I was like, Melky, we got to pray for a minute, and then we can continue the night. And I think really, I mean, ever since then, you and I, it's like the soul's just connected, and I feel like I knew you from a past life. Now, speaking of your birthday, I know you have a party coming up where you're going to be – are you going to be singing at your birthday party?
You know what? You never know what will happen. You just kind of have to come and you'll see. I mean,
I'm definitely
there's so much request and things. So we'll see. You know, it's my party, so I'd prefer for people to sing for me.
But, you know, I remember the last time I went to one of your parties, everyone's like, happy birthday to Melky. And then all of a sudden you grab the mic. I was like, I am so happy she's singing because I love your voice. Speaking
Thank
of your voice,
so
you know, there's a song that you have on your new EP called Stop. Tell me exactly the full title of the song and what inspired you to write it.
Oh, my goodness. Stop is basically a record that I wrote at that point in the relationship that I was in when I realized that I was involved with someone who really didn't love me and that it was actually all a game. And so the whole premise of the song is, you know, me kind of asking, when was that moment when you stopped loving me? Mm-hmm. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, did you ever love me?
Right.
So that record is actually written straight up from heart pain. I remember the day I wrote it. I was sitting in my house and I was by the keyboard and I just began to write it. And the words kind of wrote themselves because it was exactly what I was going through.
Were you crying when you wrote the song?
No, I wasn't crying because for me, like, my crying is writing. You know, writing is my therapy.
That's beautiful.
You know, and then at that time also, I realized that maybe I wasn't in love with this person too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, you know, it was me pouring out a little bit of what I was feeling, but what I thought maybe that person might be feeling also.
Right. Now, everyone, I'm so kind enough to have a soundbite of what Stop sounds like. I have the song here on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. And Sam, if you'd be so kind to get it up and going for me. Sam is my engineer out in LA. He's going to play the song, and I'm going to have all my listeners listen to it. And when we get back from hearing this song, we're going to talk more with Melky about Karma Foundation. Check out karmafoundation.org. We're going to talk about it after the song. Sam, if you can get Stop playing, please.
You used to tell me I was so beautiful. You used to make me feel like a queen. Now I got to beg you for some attention. Just stop, trust in me, stop. Where did we go wrong? Set a goal.
What? That is the jam. Where did we go wrong? Tell me, girl. Now, let me tell you, I know you're going to be okay, because with a voice like that, how can you not be okay? You got chills going up my arms. Where did we go wrong? Now, girl, I know, I'm sure a lot of women out there can identify with that song. Melky, right. What yes. did you just sing Unto the Max? I'm psyched with that song. That song is fly.
I just told the truth. That's it, you know.
That's all you need to do, baby. Tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
That's right.
What a song. Speaking of setting free, you're on a mission in Haiti. Now, let me tell you all, my listeners out there, there is an organization called Karma Foundation. That's C-A-R-M-A, foundation.org. Let me tell everyone, Haiti is a phenomenal place. Even though there's poverty in Haiti, there's also hope in Haiti. And let me tell you right now, the hope in the statistics, HIV has gone down from 14% to 2.2%, which is an amazing thing. Education is being brought into Haiti. And one of my favorite quotes, I know you know Dr. Marie Michelle, Ms. Melky, she said, with access to education, you will move forward. And that is so important. Now, tell me about our First Lady, Mrs. Bush, going down to Haiti.
Oh, you know, that was actually really amazing when Ms. Bush came down to Haiti a couple of months ago. And actually, Fox went down with her, and they did a piece on Ms. Bush going, and they actually included me in the piece. And
I really got the thought. Piece. You can see it on KarmaFoundation.org, everyone. So yes, continue, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, so I kind of, you know, just got to talk about, you know, the Haitian people and the pride of Haitian people. Haiti is, like you said, Max, an absolutely beautiful place. And, you know, it's known as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. But what I like to let people know is the things that they don't know about Haiti, about how beautiful it is and how proud the people of Haiti are. And I always tell people, once you go to Haiti, you'll never be the same. I mean, I was born in Brooklyn. I'm more American than anything else. But once I went to Haiti, that's where I found my soul. And I dedicate a certain part of my life to the Karma Foundation, to finding ways to bring education, bringing clothes, and bringing food to Haiti.
Absolutely. Well, you know, like Dr. Marie Michelle said, with access to education, you will move forward. And I know Haiti's definitely moving forward slowly but surely. People, Haiti needs your help. There's the Care for Haiti Music Project, which Patti LaBelle is involved in, Jill Scott, Sean Paul, Natasha Banfield. Your brother is involved. There's so much going on. It's a special tribute to the women and children of Haiti. So do you want to tell my listeners a little bit more about Care for Haiti?
Yeah, Care for Haiti is actually an album that I executive produced. And I executive produced it with the Karma Inc. The Karma Inc. is my company, and a gentleman by the name of Norbert Simmons. And basically, you know, I was known in New York to be quite a party girl. Like, I would go out to all the red carpets and do those things.
But oh, I remember. I saw you on those red carpets, girl.
That's where we met.
That's right.
So, you know, I took the energy that I had, and I actually just picked up the phone and called a lot of my friends and a lot of people who I had built relationships with over the years. Mm-hmm. And we put together a fabulous album, which is called the Care for Haiti Album Project. It's actually going to be called I Am. That's the name, the working name right now. And we got great artists to lend their names and their talents, including Patti LaBelle, Sean Paul, my brother Wyclef Jean, Natasha Bedingfield, and then international artists like Angelique Kidjo and Yushu Endoa. The project is absolutely beautiful. The songs are all inspirational songs, and it has a world beat type of vibe. We have hip-hop artists like KRS-One and Talib Kweli on there. It's really going to be an amazing project. It's going to be out in the next couple of months. We're still working through, you know, paperwork. Once you're putting a compilation together, it's a little bit more involved than a personal album. So
all the legalities. You know, exactly. Definitely when it's done, I want to have as many of you on to promote it, because I really believe in it, even though I really, you know, it's like amazing in this world. I have nothing to do with Haiti, but I want to do so much for it. And I think really it's because of people like you, Melky, that inspire others to get involved in countries that aren't necessarily their own countries. And just to see how you're so inspired by that country makes me then say, what can I do to get inspired by this island, by this country, by these people? So I really, I congratulate you. I bow to you for all the hard work that you're doing to really make people understand the severity that Haiti is in and what it needs. And you are the beacon. You are the light for Haiti. So I bow to you and let that light shine for Haiti. Speaking of Haiti, I know there's so much that people want to know how to help. So please go to, again, karmafoundation.org. You know that 50% of the island is, they cannot read. And I think that's something that we need to change. Because, you know, knowledge is power, and so is reading. So we really need to help Haiti become literate, don't you think?
Yeah. And, I mean, I always like to tell everybody, because people go, well, you know, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And there's always something that everyone can do. You know, you can volunteer with different organizations. You know, we're going to put a plan together where we're going to, like, send books and things like that to Haiti. And
please, whatever you need help with. You know, you can call me. We'll get as many of my listeners involved. People, let's help Haiti. A book can cost, you can go to a thrift store and buy a book for $3. Whatever you can afford to do, I encourage you to do it. Let's get Haiti a productive island, a productive country. Let's bring it to the max. Let's bring Haiti to the max, to what it can be.
I like that.
With just a little help. And Haiti can be there. You know, everyone has a chance, and it's our obligation to help those people who are less fortunate have the chance. So let's take Haiti to the max. What do you say, Melky?
Yeah. I say let's take it to the max.
All right. Well, listen, I think you're a fantastic individual. I think you're so talented. What's next for Melky?
Oh, wow. I mean, in the next year, you know, we're going to put out this EP, and hopefully what I would love to do, and maybe you can help me with this, Max, is my dream is to actually do a children's book.
Well, that's easy.
I would love to do a children's book, and a children's book that's based in Haiti.
Let's do it. And we'll get a fantastic, if you're an illustrator out there, if you're a publisher out there and you want to get involved, you could always email me at maxlatalkradio@yahoo.com, or you can contact me, max@maxtucci.com, my webpage. Get in touch with me. Let's figure out how we can get a project going with Melky, how we can get a book going for the island of Haiti, and how we can change lives, you know? And also, Melky, you know, we always flirted with the idea of doing a cooking show. And I don't know, you know Daryl Dawkins, the basketball player, the Chocolate Thunder?
Okay.
Well, he and I they got us together, and we're working on doing a cooking show. And you know that I'm going to want you to come on that show.
Well, you know, like, you know how I am in the kitchen. You know, that's where I live when I'm not touring.
That's what I'm talking about. And I want you to be like my, I want you in the kitchen with me is what I'm saying. Cause I know that we're funny out of the kitchen. We're funny out of the kitchen and we carry out of the kitchen. So could you imagine some Italian Haitian cuisine mixed with the chocolate thunder Daryl Dawkins, what we would do in the kitchen? Oh my God. And then we can get Miss Patti LaBelle to come and fry some chicken with us. What do you say about that?
Yeah, she can come and teach us how to make her famous potato salad.
That's what I want. I just want that some potato. I would love some right now. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Melky, I bow to you in everything that you do. I encourage you to continue carrying the torch, to continue being the light for Haiti, to continue to sing. I just want to hear it. Girl, get that EP out so I can jam it in my car. Summer's here. I want the roof down. I want to be blamed. My girl, Melky, blasting out of my... You know, it's like we put all these ridiculous radios in our cars for what? And I always question, for what? Exactly for your stuff, for your music to be blared out. I want to rock down. Down. I'm in the Jersey Shore right now, and I want to be able to rock with my roof down playing Melky stuff. So drop the name of your EP again.
It's called Beautiful Disaster, the Melky John Project.
How did you come up with the title Beautiful Disaster?
Oh, wow. Well, see, the funniest thing is when I was going in, and you're going to be the first to notice, when I was going in to write the song for the album, Beautiful Disaster, I actually named was what I used to call a gentleman that I was involved with. Mm-hmm. He was a very beautiful man, but he was a disaster. And as I went into writing, I realized that the beautiful disaster wasn't him, it was me. And my life had been a beautiful disaster. So, you know, beautiful, but, you know, just a lot of pain in it also. So it went from being this man who was beautiful but horrible to it being me who had a beautiful life that had some hardships in it. So that's why it's the Beautiful Disaster, the Melky John Project, because I'm always working on myself, and I'm still going, and I'm still going. But you know,
we are works and projects. We are projects and works. We are working projects.
Yeah. So Beautiful Disaster. At the end of the day, though, I thought it was about him. It ended up being all about, you know, me.
Well, listen, I wouldn't even call you a beautiful disaster. I will call you an inspiration. You are just inspiration. You are inspiration rolled up into the most beautiful. Wait, what do we call you? We call you, what's your nickname? Tell everyone your nickname.
Which one?
The one of my favorite ones. What are some of your nicknames? Tell my people.
Well, my father used to call me the best.
Okay, look what you are.
Sadek calls me June Bloom. And the boys call me the greatest.
the greatest. I call you my chocolate Melky. You're my cocoa Melky. You're my cocoa Melky.
Yeah, we got those nicknames too.
you're inspiration wrapped up in cocoa Melky. I think you should start.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You should start a clothing line called Cocoa Melky.
Oh, that's funny.
And we'll dress the little kids in Haiti in Coco Melky. How cute would that be? A children's clothing line called Coco Melky.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Isn't it?
The proceeds from the line can go to helping kids in Haiti. I would love that.
You know, speaking of chocolate, I got to tell you, Melky, there's a company called John Kelly Chocolates. They're the best chocolates you've ever had. John Kelly Chocolates. You can check them out. JohnKellyChocolates.com. Melky, they are so good. Maybe we'll even get them involved because they make the most phenomenal. Check them out later when we're done with our little show. Check out JohnKellyChocolates.com. Melky, they are the most incredible. They're one of my favorite chocolates ever, I got to tell you. Maybe we'll get them involved. But listen, there's so much going on. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, out of your life.
Thank you for having me.
It's the least I can do. I want you to come back whenever you want. When this project gets done with all these artists, all of you come on the show. We'll spend a whole hour just discussing what it's about, what you guys are here for, and really what the purpose of it is all about. Melky, God be with you. Be encouraged, inspired. And really do your thing. I'm so happy, you know, that I have you here on my radio show. It's just like the most amazing thing ever because it's like finally I'm here doing my thing and I got a place for all my friends who want to promote their thing. So I'm like so happy that I have this. So thank you for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me, love.
and your entire staff, your, who you call quote unquote baby, thank him. Thank him for putting up with my text messages and my emails and your whole crew and your whole staff. Melky, everyone, check her out, myspace.com/Melky, J-E-A-N. She will change your world like she's changed mine. Melky, do your thing, and I so look forward to your EP so I can blast it, girl. And when you're going on tour, I can't wait to see you on tour with your brother. When does that tour start?
We don't have a definite date, but it's around July sometime.
And everyone can go on whiteclub.com to find that out, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can go to his MySpace, and it'll be up.
All right. Well, Melky, good night. God bless. Do your thing and rock on. And remember, Melky, take life to the max.
To the max.
Good night, sweetheart.
Ciao. Love you.
Ciao, honey. Ciao. Everyone, we just had Melky John right here on To The Max at LA Talk Radio. What a fantastic interview. She's a friend of mine, so I'm really comfortable with her. And I don't want to – my whole purpose is not to expose people because I'm not into that. I don't care what, you know, all these things that happen in your life. I want to know what your purpose is and what you do. And she just did this whole interview so beautifully. She's a beautiful spirit, a beautiful person. Moving right along. Sam, let's get Nikki Bloom on the line. And before – get her right on the line because we got to talk to her. There's so much happening in Current Events. How is that happening? San Domenico, New York, SANDOMENICO, NewYork.com. Their weeks are coming to an end. I'm so upset, but they're moving. But San Domenico, New York, I love you guys. I'm going to miss your raviolo for a couple months until you reopen. Check them out, 240 Central Park South in New York. Ask for Marissa May. San Domenico, guys, the best. Now, I'm going to all these places, you know, to Tennessee, to L.A., and you know who brings me there? Delta. Delta.com, D-E-L-T-A.com, my favorite air carrier, Delta.com. I fly them. I am a platinum member with them. I have over 300,000 air miles with them. Delta.com, they are changing things. It is a world of possibilities at Delta.com. Now, do I have Nikki Bloom on the line?
Hello.
Oh, my God, Nikki Bloom. We're diving right into current events. Let's talk about what's going on with Barack Obama and him giving dabs to Michelle. Actually, Michelle giving dabs to Barack. What did that tell you? What does that say to you? What does that mean?
What did you say, Michelle Obama? What?
When she gave Barack the dab, the fist, dabbing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. When I saw that, nauseous. All of a sudden, they're so playful and friendly when she was so uptight and so against America, but now she's so nice.
Well, you know, she's had her hardships, Nikki. She's had her hardships.
Oh, I know. It's been a rough life for her, going to an Ivy League law school and making a few a few hundred thousand dollars a year and having her husband a nominee for president. It's a rough life. Someone's got to live it.
Nikki, tell me what you really think. No, let's not, because I like my sponsors. Speaking of my sponsors, you guys, if you want to buy a commercial on To The Max, you can always call me. You can actually email me at maxlatalkradio@yahoo.com. Get in touch with Sam. Get in touch with me, max@maxtucci.com. Check out my website, maxtucci, T-U-C-C-I.com. Buy a commercial on my radio show. I mean, come on. I have a lot of listeners. I have a lot of guests. We have Melky Jean on tonight, Nikki Bloom, and you met her. How cool is she?
Oh, yes, Melky's a lot of fun. Definitely very cool.
Very cool, girl. Now, Nikki, I want to talk about a story that's really been concerning me, like big time, okay? Hartford, Connecticut. A man, 76-year-old man, was crossing the street.
Yes, I saw that.
Car plowed him over. The man is paralyzed, and not one person stopped to help him. Pisses me off like you have no idea. People, wake up.
Yeah.
We're talking about all these countries and how America's the best and how all these countries, you know, we're going into countries. And people are like, we need to start in our own backyard. It happened in our backyard. A man was hit by a car and not one person stopped. Stop being hypocritical.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Did you see that story?
Very shocking. Very shocking. I saw it. And not only did one car hit him, but there were two cars chasing each other. And the first car clipped him, and the second car head-on ran him over, and I saw the people on the street. They watched, and nobody went up to him. A couple of people called 911.
Now, one car stopped. Everyone, you can YouTube this video. The footage is online. It is the most horrendous thing I think I've seen in the longest time. He was a poor old man crossing the street. Indeed, he was jaywalking. And that's the thing. If the car had stopped, legally, the man was jaywalking. So they would have been fine, but they hit him and kept going. It did my head in watching that footage. It really pissed me off. I mean, it's been a topic for a long time, you know, since it happened with me. But, all right, Nikki, tell me what you think about Hillary meeting with Obama. I mean, what was that all about?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm actually not so sure. It's kind of like I'm in the middle. Sometimes I think, oh, yeah, she's going to want to be his VP. And then other times I think he's not going to want her because she's going to want to be the president and she'll be running her own, you know, presidential candidacy while she's vice president, which I don't think either is going to happen. But I don't know. I'm actually in the middle about that whole thing. I think we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Now, listen, speaking of presidential candidates, who do you support, Nikki Bloom? That's what I want to know.
Well, I have to say I am a conservative Republican. I have to say I didn't vote for McCain in the primary, but since I'm Republican all the way, I will be voting for McCain. I think he'll be all right for our party, and I think he'll get a lot of Democratic votes. But it's definitely going to be an interesting race because, you know, he's a little up there in age, and people are hesitant about that. And people like that Obama is young, and he has this youthful, and people
like his wife. Big up Dabs to your wife. Nikki, when is voting day in America? You want to correct yourself? Because I had calls from people saying, I don't know who the hell Nikki Bloom thinks she is, but she thinks she's this big old Republican. She can't even get the date straight. Tell everyone when to vote, Nikki.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get it wrong again.
November 4th.
But yes, November the 4th. How embarrassing. I got so caught up in everything, so caught up in it. November the 4th. Everybody, go out and vote. Let me correct myself. November the 4th. Get out there. It's your right as a citizen. And vote. Vote McCain.
Well, listen, I always tell people, because I try to stay out of it, vote what your heart tells you to vote. But vote is the bottom line, right?
Voting is the bottom line. If everybody's right as a citizen, there are two parties. So
now listen, by the way, I break this down like this, okay? I don't care who you vote for, just vote. Just vote, because it does make a difference.
Absolutely. Every vote counts, whether you're Democratic or Republican. Get out there and vote on November 4th. That is November 4th. It's very important, and whatever your preference is, vote. Although I do recommend vote Republican.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Nikki Bloom, I'm so happy you're here. Today was the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York. So to all my papicitos out there and to all my Puerto Ricans, ¿qué pasó, mi gente? Rock and roll in Puerto Rico today for the Puerto Rican Day Parade. It was a day, if you're Puerto Rican, to celebrate your heritage, rock and roll. So, Nikki, what else? Anything on your mind you want to talk about real quick before we wrap up the show?
Well, actually, about the Puerto Rican Day Parade, that's another event that I think everybody should get out there and go to. It's a fun day. I didn't make it this year, but I have made it there several times, and it's a lot of fun. It's festive.
You like it because you like the Puerto Rican men, I think. You like the papis, huh, Nikki?
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Why not, right? I just love I'm not even Puerto Rican. I put the flag on my car. I think it's fun.
The air freshener and all.
Do it all, right? Well, listen, Nikki Bloom, what's your closing comment for the show?
Closing comment for the show. Everybody, get out there, vote November 4th. Go and vote. Do it.
They get the point. Well, listen, Nikki, I'm going to have you on more, as you know. I had an amazing show tonight. Nikki, go to Richards in Greenwich on Greenwich Avenue. There's a company called Diamond in the Rough, a friend of mine, Ann Jeanette, has. Go check out their piece of hair on my show tonight. Beautiful stuff. I had Melky on tonight. Her birthday party's coming up. Her CD's coming out. Her EP's coming out. She's going on tour with her brother Wyclef. So, you know, Nikki, we're going to go see her for sure, for sure. And thank you for being on my show. What did you do tonight? Did you have fun at Crabtree in Stamford, Connecticut?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was raining a little bit here and there. People were going all over the place. And then I had to call it a night. But nonetheless, it was a beautiful night. Good times. Lots of people.
And everyone, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to tell you people, if you drink, please don't drive. If you're going to drink, stay over at your friend's house. Summer's here. Be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Sleep over at a friend's house. You never know. They might turn into your new boyfriend or girlfriend. What do you think about that, Nikki Bloom?
Sounds good to me. Next time I'm going to drink a little more, I think.
can stay over. You can stay over at my house, Nikki, anytime you want. How about that? Actually, I want to stay over at your new house that you never live in, but that's a whole other story.
I'm here now after a few days of being in Greenwich. I'm back in Stamford.
Well, rock and roll, Nikki. Love you so much. Thank you for being on my show tonight. I'm going to have you back. Next time, Nikki, I'm going to give you more time. I know I say it all the time, but listen, if you want to buy an ad, I'll buy another hour and we'll have a 2-hour radio show. The first hour will be To the Max and the second hour will be To the Max and To the Nikki.
There you go. So we'll talk about that for an hour.
And you could always talk about, you could always listen to us on latalkradio.com. I've got to wrap the show pretty soon, Nikki, so I'm going to say goodnight to you. Everyone vote. Be responsible if you're drinking. Sleep over at a friend's house. And remember, everyone, summer's here. Enjoy it. Be smart. Be safe. Wrap it up. Don't drink and drive. And if you do, drink. Sleep over at a friend's house. And everyone, what else am I going to tell you? If you're in New York, go to Gold Bar. Fun place to go. GoldBarNewYork.com. Check that place out. And thank you all very much, everyone, for listening to the Max tonight. I'm going to thank Melky and Anjanette for being my guests. Nikki Bloom for coming on and bantering with me back and forth. Bridget McGuire, love you, Michael Antonori. You rock. And everyone here in this fabulous place of Spring Lake, love you guys all. You're a fantastic group of people that welcomed me in my first time here. I'm definitely coming back. And Spring Lake and everyone else that's listening out there all over the world on latalkradio.com, remember to take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here.
Listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.